here's a story from The World.
If you're a regular listener, you know that all this year we're following the stories of young Latino voters across the United States. Our coverage is centered on a simple reality. Every 30 seconds, a young Latino turns 18 and is eligible to vote. That's why we call our series Every 30 Seconds. We are only 5 months away from Election Day on November 3rd, so we're checking in on what we've been hearing from these voters so far with The World's Daisy Contreras, the project's senior editor. Hey, Daisy.
Hey, Marco.
So you've been working with reporters at public radio stations across the country. They're following the lives of young Latino voters. But this is definitely not the spring of typical presidential primaries that we were expecting. What are some of the takeaways so far?
It's been quite an interesting several months of coverage. We've been learning about how complex the Latino vote is. These are young voters who are no longer immigrants. Maybe their parents or grandparents were, though. But these young people have grown up here in the United States, and they care about things like climate change, healthcare, affording college, and the economy. We've heard from voters like Michelle Aguilar Ramirez in Seattle. Her mom is an immigrant from Guatemala and works at a warehouse. She's worked through the pandemic and still struggles to get by. Mm. For this family, the economic challenges were there before COVID.
Sometimes it's hard because my mom is like a single mom and she can barely get ends meet and stuff, even though like she works and works and works and she does overtime and she still can't figure it out.
For voters like Michelle, issues like immigration and healthcare costs continue to be at the top of her list.
You mentioned, Daisy, a few of the issues grabbing these new voters' attention. There's climate change, the economy, college affordability. These are, or were anyway, priorities for some young Latino voters. But then the pandemic hit. How has that changed how they're thinking about the election now?
Well, their issues have remained the same. But yes, the pandemic hit, and for some of these voters, that has been a deciding factor, or at least it is influencing how they might vote in November. Like Jacob Cuenca, who lives just south of Miami. He considers himself to be a Republican.
All right, look, like Trump, like, he says like some nonsense, and like, and obviously I really don't agree with a lot of things he does, like, you know, like building the wall, or like, and how he thinks like climate change is fake. But you can't like let like one person ruin the whole entire party.
Now Jacob isn't so sure he'll actually vote for the Republican candidate and says he doesn't think Republicans have done enough during the pandemic. Jacob is still weighing his options.
So Daisy, as you follow the political viewpoints of these young voters, almost in real time, it sounds like you have seen a lot of change.
These young voters are definitely reacting to the changes we've witnessed these last few months. Through these stories, I think that we're getting a better understanding on what makes the 2020 election different from other years.
Daisy, thank you very much for this update.
Thank you so much, Marco.
That's The World's Daisy Contreras. To learn more about the young voters we're following this year, go to theworld.org/every30seconds and follow the series.
From PRX.